With the price of fuel burdening the city and citizens through 2022, City Council will consider options to increase its transit ridership during the 2023 budget deliberations. Establishing seniors' rates, increased marketing campaigns, and potential programs and incentives through the Connect Transit Pass will be debated by the incoming term of council. Initially brought forward as an inquiry motion by Cown. Mason Ainsworth in April, council agreed at its final meeting Monday to forward the conversation on increasing ridership to budget deliberations. In regards to transit fare for seniors, we talked heavily about this during the campaign, Ainsworth said Monday afternoon. There are different options available, including in Brampton, they do $6 for the year for seniors over the age of 65. I think there's some serious opportunities to help the seniors in our community, and I hope that the next council does take that very seriously. Council will need to consider how reduced senior fares or marketing campaigns might impact transit revenue and the taxpayer. A staff report stated that a 15% fee reduction for seniors could lead to a loss of over $16,000, which could be recouped if 305 additional seniors passes were purchased annually. After reviewing other transit systems, the most popular option for seniors is to discount monthly passes or ticket packages, stated a staff report, noting that cash, single-fare discounts are unpopular due to the difficulty of discerning who is and is not a senior out on the bus route. In terms of marketing, Orillia Transit currently exchanges advertising banners for radio advertising with Bell Media and Bayshore Broadcasting, with the value of the radio ads coming in at $30,000 annually. The staff report noted the city could provide social media posts, news releases, TV screen ads, and weekly bulletin ads at little to no cost, but a more fulsome campaign would require additional funding.